The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, Monday the 19th of August, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm. Dave, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys this morning?
Ooh, wonderful. Good.
Yeah. So, wonderful. Do we have a national, international, or national day out there?
It's National Aviation Day.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. This is for Jim Brimmer because I know he's listening. Jim, National Aviation Day, buddy. I know it makes you happy. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Thanks for running everything here for me last week while I was out chasing bears.
Well, no, we had a great time. Doug McConnell and. We learned so much. We had on the baby owl and the baby porcupine, along with Sharon Clay from the Turtle Bay. We had House of Realty on. That was very interesting. Many people are confused about what's happening with the new real estate market.
And the new rules are coming down.
And they tried to explain it. I still, you know, I mean, because the things have been done a certain way for so long. But all I could hear was cha-ching for businesses having to pay out for all the paperwork. That they have to do now. Completely different model.
It's because of a lawsuit or something that was back east or anything. But if anybody can explain it, it would be the Middletons, that's for sure.
Well, and then, of course, you got home, and not until Saturday night, but I got air. Well, let me see, what day was it? Saturday night, yeah. And so I was attending a wonderful, just an absolutely, just a wonderful celebration of life at the Civic. For Joe Wong, and rest in peace. It was a beautiful tribute with some of his racing paraphernalia. It had a Porsche on the stage, beautiful flowers, but just the tribute was beautiful. And they had, of course, I don't know what they're called, but they would be
the Dragon Dancers.
Yeah. Right? They came out. There were several of them. I don't know where this group comes from, but of course they had the drums and the cymbals, and it was very. It was beautiful, and like I said, it was a tribute to his life and his daughters. It was formal. So the daughters, everybody was dressed nicely, like they were going to a wedding. And what his daughter said was that this is the way he would want, he's smiling right now, because he would want no black, is what they said, no black, wear cheerful attire, and is formal. So It was beautiful. The food, JA, of course, that's his, you know, they cater the food at the Civic. And it was just a beautiful event. Anyway, to come out, did not know. I was sitting at the table with my good friend Pam Hill. And she showed me that there was a warning that was flashing across her phone. And I had just on Friday, you know, read the weather in the morning, which I'm about to do. And it did say 40% chance. It had gone from 20%. In 2 days to 40% chance of showers, not chance of going to blow everything down and hail your brains out weather. So anyway, we didn't hear a thing, but could have been the, you know, the Chinese cymbals and the dragon dancing and the drums and all this stuff. Couldn't hear a thing in the Civic.
Well, let me just say this, that about Joe. There was a time that Joe had, when he came over here, he had $7 in his pocket, and he's built a,
he
built a little empire down here, and he's worked hard, and the thing that people don't realize, he put 800 families back together through his sending of homeless people to different places back to their homes. 800. And it was really low key when he was doing it. And when you were talking about that storm, I'm just coming back. I mean, just literally coming back from Palo Cedro on the 44.
Just dropped off Odina.
And then this thing had, and out there we were getting some big drops. Right. But that was it. But as I was coming down 44, right as coming toward the Civic, this thing hit earlier than that. And there was hail hitting the truck. Rain coming down as fast. You know, you got the windshield wipers on as fast as you can go. And then it became almost a whiteout, and the cars are pulling off, off the highway. About the time I got to the Civic ramp, I moved over to that. My emergency flashers are going like everybody else. I pulled off. and then got into one of the business parking lots right there just to kind of let this thing go over. And I thought for about 2 seconds, I said, well, gosh, they're over there. I could go over there, but you all did not want me to come in at that point. It had been, it had been 4 days up in the Warners.
Ranky?
Oh, just a little ranky. And, I mean, of course I could have stood out in that storm and it would have washed me clean.
Could have popped in and everybody would have loved it.
Wouldn't have. The family would have had me removed and I would not have blamed them. Anyway, so what's our weather now?
All right. So it's going to be 87 today, you know, beautiful day out. Overnight lows of 62. Tomorrow calls for 90. Sunny skies. Overnight lows of 64. Those beautiful days. In fact, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I've been thinking about pulling my pads in, you know, the furniture pads and umbrellas. And I've got throws out there and pillows, you know, because the whole summer it was so hot. It was hard to even go out and enjoy the pillows and the whole outside area. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. And then it poured. So now it's going to take 3 days to get them all dried out so that we can them away.
And here's the funny thing, because I'm driving down through town. I mean, branches are ripped off trees.
Man.
And when I get home, I go out there in the backyard just to see. Every one of those umbrellas were still where they were. It was like, well, it didn't touch here.
Martha and John, our next door neighbors, called and left a message. I didn't get it till the next day, and they said, "Are you okay?" Because she said they felt like the windows were going to blow in. That's how hard it hit our neighborhood. Why our umbrellas even stood up, I have no idea.
You know, I'm surprised we still
have
them.
And the flag, by the way, by the flag center is
the
still
flag
there.
Flag center, that. Flagpole you put up and those flags, those American-made flags, the United States flag and that Marine Corps flag withstood this whole thing, and they're standing there proudly. So
going on to the weather, and we will give a flag away on Friday. I am sorry we missed it last Friday. So do call in, leave your message with David, your phone number, and we will draw. And you definitely, you know, it's seasons for the flags anyway. But we are going to have chance of showers Thursday and Friday. And like I said, we had chance of showers before, but now we have that coming around again over Thursday and Friday. And let's see, Saturday is going to be mostly sunny. But that's kind of the forecast. You know, things move around a lot, but 87 today. The weather's brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where they always give, do their best to give seniors and veterans, and you just give them a call. Especially, we're going into the season right now with propane. What am I doing here? Is my tank full, or I can't get to it, or it's rusty, or some kind of funky thing going on?
They have a piece of equipment that goes on the tank, and when it gets to a certain level, it tells Shasta Gas Propane, and they're going to come out there and make sure you always got propane. And like you said, they are a family-owned business. They've been trying to be bought out by the big ones, and they have just, nope, we're here for our community. And just really good people. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Park Fire, update on that, 430,000 acres. It's about 53% contained now. We were getting ready, when we went up in the Trinity, they were looking at the Warner Mountains, and problem with that was there smoke coming in. Well, I've just been up in the Warner Mountains for the last 4 days, and there was no smoke, absolutely clear. So the smoke, of course, is there because of, you know, way the wind blows. So we were, I guess, real fortunate. We're going to take a break, and I think Anne Marie's calling in. She usually calls in, but there's certain times she's given me two dates that she's going to be out of the area.
Well, we have a lot to fill if she doesn't.
Trust me, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to hear what happened for the last 4 days. I tell you what, I went up there for this ride, and it's a private club. This isn't a sign up type thing. It's a private club, and the group of people I met was such an eclectic group of guys and just a wonderful group. And then I've had time to spend with people I know, you know, that are from here in Reading that I didn't know very well. And Cody, Morlock and Corey Walsh, the realtor. And let me tell you, the people in the event was special, and I am going to share that with you when I can. But that's Anne Marie calling right now, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've been in the business 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, voted best in the North State for 2023, 2024, and they are. They're the only full-service jewelry store they have in the whole area. They've got a watch repairman. They have stone cutters. They have specially designed jewelry, but then they've got jewelry that all types of jewelry, ranging from estate jewelry, which Linda loves, and to Native American, some old pawn in there, and just everything you can imagine at very fair prices. And Rebecca and Henry are just really, really good people. 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Epsom Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Epsom Salt Cave today.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Unleash the heat and let the humps turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle. Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday,
August 23rd and 24th.
Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
All right, welcome back to our Monday edition here on Free Fire Radio. Good morning. How are you? And by the way, that commercial that just ran, I just love that band, Danger Kitty. I have their CD in my car. And this weekend coming up, the 24th, if it's not sold out, will be their new 13-song release of their brand-new Sandbox album. So we will be there. Can't wait to do
yes,
that
we
as
will.
Well. And why we're opening the show today, the best thing that we can do is give you Anne Marie with our calendar of events and what's happening in the North State. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning. Hi, Linda. Good to talk to you again.
You too. Hey,
I have people that write to me and say, what is she drinking in the morning? And
guys, the only thing I drink in the morning is ice water. Absolute truth.
Okay, you just have naturally plugged in.
Okay.
I'm like one of those morning persons. Do you remember the show Mary Tyler Moore when the episode was her and Rhoda and she comes over? I'm like Mary Tyler Moore. I'm a morning person.
Okay. Sounds great.
And I'm like Rhoda. So, you know, I say that even though that I'm here every morning. You know what? If people gave me the opportunity, I would.
I get irritated with this, too. Because I'm like, come on, let's go. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go. And he says, don't. And I'm like, let's go. We have things to do. That,
and then
the,
it starts
the,
off.
The plants are needing to be, you know.
Watered.
Yeah, and taken care of. And it's the morning time when things start to wake up and the birds are singing and it's fabulous. He's like,
Anyway.
Anyway, go ahead.
So what's going on?
Well, you guys mentioned National Aviation Day. Awesome.
Yeah.
But here's an interesting note. It coincides with the birthday of Orville Wright,
wow.
August 19th, 1871.
Wow.
A little before our time.
A little. So.
As we begin our community calendar, I would like to mention the current wish list for the residents at the Reading Veterans Home. Items needed include gift cards to local attractions like the theater, birthday party decorations, elastic waist shorts, soda pop, and cocktail napkins and plates. Bingo prizes are also appreciated and can include $10 gift cards to various locations. Also needed are funny t-shirts, ball caps, sunglasses, novelty items, joke books, stationery, stuffed animals, watches, candy cookies, sugar-free options also, and room and yard decor. You can also ask about sponsoring a party for the residents, like a pizza party or ice cream social. For more information on the Reading Veterans Home, visit Veterans Home of California, Reading, on Facebook. Tuesday, August 20th, stop by the IGO Fire Station at 6 p.m. and bring the kiddos to check out the CHP helicopter as it makes a personal landing. Learn more about the helicopter and other equipment used on medical calls. This family-friendly event is free to attend and located at 13958 South Fork Road in IGO. For more information, visit IGO Ono Volunteers on Facebook. The event will run from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Wednesday, August 21st, the Teen Book Club will meet at the Reading Library from 4 to 5 p.m., located in the Teen Scene area. Ages 12 through 17 are invited to attend. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. For more information, visit ShastaLibraries.org. Wednesday night, August 21st, is the opening night for the Sunset River Jam Concert Series. Activities kick off at 5 p.m. at Anderson River Park. Look for Heirloom Quartet to perform. This concert series is free to attend and will run Wednesday nights until Wednesday nights until October 2nd. For more information, visit Sunset River Jam on Facebook. Friday night, August 23rd, check out California Country. As part of the Friday Night in the Park concert series taking place at Claire Ingle Park in the city of Shasta Lake, the event kicks off at 6 p.m. and is free to attend. This Friday Night in the Park concert series will run through August 30th. For more information, visit Shasta Lake Chamber on Facebook. Saturday mornings, you can check out the Reading Farmers Market from 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 777 Cypress Avenue behind Reading City Hall. Look for a variety of fresh produce, flowers, oils, honey, and baked goods. For more information, visit readingfarmersmarkets.com. Also, Saturday morning, August 24th, there will be a free household hazardous and electronic waste collection event from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Anderson at 2098 North Street. This event is being presented by Shasta County Resource Management Community Education and Shasta County. This is open to Shasta County households only. For a complete list of acceptable items, call 530-225-5789 or visit Shasta County Resource Management Community Education on Facebook. The Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center will present a Night in Paradise fundraiser on Saturday, August 24th from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Frontier Senior Center located at 2081 Frontier Trail in Anderson. The event highlights include a buffet dinner, music, live auction, and drawings. Tickets are $35 per person, and there is also an option to sponsor a table. More information on the event can be found online at norcalveteransmuseum.org. And that is just a sample of events happening around the area. I am Anne Marie with your community calendar. Hello. Hello?
Okay.
All right.
Jeez,
Anne Marie, thank you.
You're just full of information.
Well, no, I love that. Everything that you were talking about and your energy as well. But the first part talking about what the veterans need at the veterans home is a great list because every now and then we get busy and we forget about what can we do that are the little things like sponsoring a pizza party or some of the things that you talked about were glasses and
funny t-shirts.
Elastic shorts and bingo, prizes and
I have some funny t-shirts, but I'm not sure if those should be
they probably don't want used things, but even motif for a room, like say maybe somebody may want to, they are moving and they've got wonderful things that somebody may want to put on their wall.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep. It's a wonderful facility there, and does a lot of good, and the for our veterans, and they have memory care, but they've got several areas there where people just, you know, they have a joint dining area there where everybody goes down, but real nice living accommodations, and It's just a nice place there. So, yeah, anything we can do. All right. Thanks a lot, Anne Marie.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you.
You too. Okay. Hey, our community calendar is brought to us every week by Siskiyou Insurance. And Siskiyou Insurance, if you're looking for home, auto, commercial, liability, and surety bonds, in Northern California, this is the place to go to. Siskiyou Insurance Services. It's located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Redding, California. Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It is a community bank. They've won awards for being one of the best small banks in the United States. We do business there. We're real happy. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened about 17 years ago. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, and we'll be right back.
Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Well, Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 19th of August, 7:34 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Horst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You got a chip in your windshield or a crack up to 2 feet in length, and you take it down to Jeff Horst at 3208 South Market Street. This man is a master when it comes to repairing windshields. And I tell you what, after yesterday and the hail coming down, maybe some people that want to go down and visit Jeff. He's from the old school. He brings that vehicle into a controlled atmosphere and he fixes it. He's not on the side of the road doing it. He fixes your windshield. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He fixed a 10-inch crack, 8-inch crack in my windshield 17 years ago, and it's still... And still, you still can't see it. That's how good he is. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. This is a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. I hinted around. Linda covered for me for last week because about 5 months ago, a gent by the name of Ken Hartman, one of the members of Reading Rodeo talked about this thing called the MODOK trail ride. I went up to him after the meeting and talked to him about it. And sure enough, 5 months later, I had to be sponsored. You can't just walk in. You can't walk in. This is a private club, my friends. It doesn't mean, though, that if you are interested in something like this, that you can't become a member. But it's you've got to have background.
I'm sorry, you're vetted. Let's just say that you're vetted.
Well, it's vetted because you're up there in some high country there, and there's a lot of in this case there were like 48 people riding. And, can you handle your horse? All these kind of things because you're up there and riding in these areas. But anyway, I went up there, John Barrett, a good friend, went with me and we went through the whole process. And what an experience. The riders ranged in age from 90 down to 20. And the being out there is an experience. I mean, you're in a camp, you're up in the Warner Mountains. We ride from the trailhead up to the camp, from the camp there out to on Thursday, a long about 10 or 12 mile ride up into the mountains. Friday was the horseshoe tournament, which I got into the semifinals with Drew. And then, but the guys that beat us, who want to become champions, threw six ringers. And, when you play in horseshoes, if you get the horseshoe around the stob there, it's called a ringer. He threw six. Nobody throws six. So we lost. We took it well. But the big thing was the riding, taking care of the horses and the groups of people. And this one guy, this one gentleman, Brian Buck Bernou, 90 years old, and you look at him, and I swear to you, nobody's going to think this guy's 90.
Yeah, you showed pictures of him. He sits up tall in the saddle, and you said that, I think you mentioned the fact that he and his wife ride. Right. Every weekend they go out and trail ride.
They ride during the week. Yeah. But he's riding his 30-year-old horse.
Yeah.
And was right up there in the front the whole time. And what a pleasure it was to meet him and so many others. And, we had, the food was great.
And like you said, you told me, it's not just a bunch of old white guys. You had representations from all different kinds of...
Yeah, it was a diverse group.
Diversity, I love that. Group,
including one young man, and everybody called him Chang. And he came up with his friends, and they provided him the horse. I think he first rode a mule, and then graduated to a horse. But the young man always had a smile on his face. Everybody knew who he was. I mean, he was just... he was just really fun
loving
to be
the
around.
Moment.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was for everybody.
Right.
And it was just a great event and included pole bending, which is it's a Gymkhana thing, and then the keyhole race. But the big one was the initiation for all of us new guys. Everybody wore a leather name tag, so you could, you know, which is cool because,
yeah,
you know, you call somebody
right.
their name
right.
and you just get to know who they are. And the boot race was, you're about 50 yards away from a pile of boots, you're on your horse, they take your boot, one of your boots, and they put it in a pile. Okay. So we ride down there, and the first people there, a young man named Chance and John were there first, and Chance jumps into the pile of boots and starts tossing them to see, trying to find his. But they're covered with flour. So now we've got a veritable storm of white powder, flour in the air. And if you don't think some horses have not seen that before, they start acting strange.
Hmm.
Spinning, jumping, and all these, Odino went right, you know, stopped, looked at it, went into it. But then you find out that your boot, when you find it, has been stuffed with other things. Things you find on the ground that cows and horses deposit. And it's stuffed in your boot. So you got to clean it out, then put your foot back in the boot, then get back on the horse and race down.
We're listening, and it's gross.
It's not gross. It is funny. And people, you
okay.
know, everybody has to do this that's been in this organization. And we're laughing while we're trying to do this and get back on the horse and get back down there. And it'll take me probably a year to get that all out. And it was well organized. Like I said, everybody there, I mean, you've got a lot of diverse personalities. I mean, they're ranging from law enforcement
mm-hmm.
to real estate moguls to cattle. You know, a lot of cattle ranchers and this people. You know, like I find out, you know, from Ken, who I think of. You know, he's a tough guy, and he works cattle. You know,
mm-hmm.
he helps people round up. He's also, you know, played football for Chico State, and runs into a guy, and he's looking at him. He goes, "I know that name." He says, "I played football with a guy by that name." He goes, "I played football with you." And so, you know, here we go. We get back into this.
That. Oh
now,
my God!
And you look at and
they were 20
and his name
again.
Was Kurt. His name was Kurt, and
yeah.
Kurt's on this gray mare, and I mean, he's just
wonderful.
Fully accomplished. And, I really don't know what Kurt does. Oh, yeah, he was a trainer. He was a trainer and worked with big teams. And his horse, on the way down on this one event, puts its head down and starts crow hopping.
Oh, boy.
And he goes across the trail into the woods, and he disappears. And, let's ride down and get him. He had grabbed a hold of this big branch so he could get off the horse. And then he said, yeah. The horse is still stuck in a tree. I think I'm going to leave it there. Except I just left out all the descriptive words.
Of course.
Okay, so the final parts of this on this day was it's ranch stuff. It's like a rodeo, but this is ranch work. This is catching a calf, stretching it out, and branding it. Of course, you brand it with the brand's got paint on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't burn anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just put paint and they run over and do it. And it's a timed event. And there was Chang right in the middle of it, jumping on the calf. It never done anything like this before. And then, you know, we did that. And then the last one is another event that happens on the range. You get a bull calf and you get it down, tie it. And so you can, you can inoculate and castrate and all this.
Right.
Well,
we watched that all up at Anselmo's one time when
yes,
they did
but,
the.
But there was no knives or anything. The only thing they had to do was get it down, tie three legs together, and you're finished. Well, these are 650-pound calves. I use the word calves,
mm-hmm.
bull calves. They're still intact. And Bill puts that loop on it, and then Corey and Cody, who are both
big
good
boys.
Sized. I mean big, strong boys. I shouldn't say boys or men. Go after that calf. And the battle was on you're at, first of all, you're at 6,700 feet altitude. So, you know, if you're not used to that, and that calf gave them everything they could handle. And, you know, of course, everybody's around watching and laughing and giving advice. And they finally got it tied. And so it has to stay tied for 5 seconds. And, okay, it went for 5 seconds. Then they turn it loose and take the rope off it. And what's the first thing it does was charges Cody and chases Cody back up to the fence. And Cody had just had enough. He says, come on. He was ready to come on. I've had it.
Well, when we
it was great.
It sounds great. When we come
you
back,
know, it's probably you know you're trying to
yeah
to understand this. You know what I'm talking about. But here it was, all these diverse personalities, all these different backgrounds everybody
right.
had, and this the it was run just absolutely first class. We had a stage up there. They had, you know, cause we had this guy in from, that rode there with us.
Right.
He was a singer.
Right.
Out of Nashville, country guy, who is just hilarious also.
How fun.
It was absolutely a great time.
And aren't you glad that we did the Backcountry Horseman before that? Because it got you back in the saddle for, like 4 days, and then come back in a week later. But the difference is you were on Odina. I didn't talk to you for almost 48 hours.
Oh my
God. I was worried about, I knew you were going to be okay.
About the horse.
I was worried for her, you and her. So just because she had not, we've been through so much injury with her, getting her back.
And our vet, Dr. Kelly Shaw down at Crossroads said she's ready. She's ready to go.
Right.
Well, she was the whole time. And she was a star. But,
gotta take a break.
I wanted to talk about this because it wasn't just, it wasn't your usual one. And it's a small group and it's the type of thing that, people were working and helping each other. That was the other thing. Because every so often a horse would get loose at night and, you know, people would grab it. They had, everything was provided. You brought your own stuff. And you could rough it as much as you want or you could live in some luxury. You know, it's luxury being a tent, right? But I can't say enough about the organization, the people that run it, and the people I met during this. And I've left out a lot of stories only because I wanted to protect their innocent. And
absolutely.
That's why I didn't give out names.
Absolutely.
Their last names on it too because, except to say that Corey and Cody, and I'll say Cody Morlock because he has a advanced automotive, and Tim Morlock and his wife, Lori. Or people we know and that we were, you know, that were through the Reading Rodeo and the auxiliary.
Terry Morlock.
Terry. And,
involved in rodeo big time.
Yeah. So anyway, okay. Thanks for putting up with this and I'll probably talk about it more, but let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, just a quarter mile past the airport, and across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And give us a call. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And for your newspaper of the air, your local newspaper of the air right here on Free Fire Radio. Kamala Harris still has not given a press conference. And so, in fact, Tim Walz's dog gave a press conference the other day. And so the dog is one ahead of Kamala Harris, who seems like she wants to, they want to keep the reporters away from her. And finally, they're starting to say things, you know, like the New York Times. Well, when is she going to talk to people? I mean, you've got to come out and explain it. Like her last one was, if you heard about her plan for the economy, it's she wants to go into price fixing at the national level. Price fixing. Now, if that doesn't sound socialist to you, it sure sounds socialist to a lot of other people. She says that that people, you know, their companies are just charging too much and they need to be fixed. A price fixing plan. And as a president, I will take high cost to matter most of Americans, like the cost of food. We all know that prices went up during the pandemic while the supply chain shut down and failed. Well, it was, you know, because of the mismanagement of everything up there. Anyway, the government is now, so she wants to have the government get in the way of the free market. So if you're selling milk in Crouch, Idaho, at this price, they can literally come down. Oh, you're charging too much. You're charging too much for this. Do you want the government to fix prices at the federal level? You got to remember, this is the federal government who gave you rampant national wildfires because they couldn't figure out how to do the forest. This is the government that wants to come down and tell businesses how much they can charge to the individual businesses. This is Kamala Harris's plan. She set it outside. When you listen to what businessmen are saying and business women are saying, you know, when I was a kid, if you had a lemonade stand and it cost 10 cents for the glass, the straw, the project, go in the to go to the store to get it. And then the government comes along and says, I want you to sell that lemonade for a penny. You're not going to do it. This is scary. This is scary. Of all the things she has done, which are scary, this one is a big one. Price fixing on the national level for this. When you're only making a 2% profit on a lot of things, this is kind of scary.
I want us to maybe call in some favors, some people that we know that have been in ICE and that have worked on the borders. Because, you know, according to a recent article, media has been hiding the Biden-Harris huge migrant flood in campaign season. The media. Okay, so I'm upset even though we're in media. What I'm upset about is that I don't know on all aspects of what we're reading and what we're seeing is really truthful. It's for the first, I mean, it's just like such, like covering up. It seems that more than 100, according to this article, 170,000 migrants crossed President Joe Biden's borders in July. That's July. But the TV networks and establishment media pretend the inflow is just 56. So half of what really is happening.
Well, it's obvious that the media wants, the mainstream media hates Trump so much that they covered for a man who has problems, Joe Biden.
And has
for some time, and they covered for him. Man sharp as a tack, and all this, as did Kamala Harris, lied through her teeth, in my opinion, about the shape that Joe Biden was in, because she supposedly saw him all the time. Oh, man, this guy can outwork anybody. No, it's not true. So now they're covering for all this. They're scrubbing past things she has said. They're like the border czar. And I have a friend that said, okay, she was never the border czar. She was in charge of doing, finding out the root causes and all that. But yet she was called the border czar for 3 years and nobody pushed back. And what good did it do for finding the root causes? Because they're still coming across the border by the millions. Okay. But what I'm getting at here, and people, people aren't stupid. They've seen the things she's said and the things she's done for the last 3 years, and somehow the media wants you to forget everything that you have seen with your own eyes. Kevin, good morning. Hello, Kevin, good morning. Kevin. Dave? Kevin? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Hi,
good.
Kevin.
You're on the air.
Oh, hey, good morning. I was just going on the price fixing real quick.
Okay.
It already kind of goes on in healthcare. Medicare it says what prices they are going to reimburse healthcare folks. And, being in the industry, they actually had a 3% or so cut to services like physical therapy. And yet, obviously, the cost of doing those services has substantially gone up. So it already does occur for sure in government.
Let me ask you this, Kevin, because I've heard this from doctors, and we have doctors in our family and all this, is that the cost goes up, and yet every year they cut back on Medicare and Medicaid on the amount they reimburse doctors. And do they realize at some point that there's not going to be a doctor who's going to take Medicare or Medicaid because they can't, if they just did, they'd put them out of business?
That is correct. And I think that's why you're seeing physicians and other healthcare professionals leaving California in general, because the cost of doing business here is particularly high and the reimbursement is particularly low. And that is not a sustainable model.
It isn't. And then when you look at this from a national on everything, not just healthcare, this is just a recipe for disaster.
Right. And that's, what happened with, the Obamacare and so forth. And, it was a good news, bad news situation. The good news is you're covered. The bad news is nobody takes the insurance.
There you go.
So it was effectively not really increasing the coverage for anybody other than in name only. So that obviously was an ongoing problem.
Well, I think this is a beautiful segue into our next hour, because we, you don't want to get away from your radio, because we've got a great guest on that is doing wonderful things in the medical community. We are expanding, and can't wait to hear all about it in the next hour. Thanks for your call, Kevin.
You
appreciate
it.
That.
Have a good morning.
Yeah, and we are going to take a break here on KCNR. See you at the 8 o'clock hour, this is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, which is your talk radio. Also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. You can always find our shows in your archives. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An investigation by House Republicans concludes that President Biden committed impeachable offenses. Newly released report by the House Oversight Committee says the Biden family was enriched by global influence peddling schemes, and that Mr. Biden was aware of, benefited from, and participated in the schemes. In the past, the White House has dismissed such allegations as politically motivated. They hit the road on their way to the DNC.
Our country is going to be as strong as our willingness to fight for it.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris drawing a stop yesterday in Pennsylvania as she and running mate Tim Walz made their way by bus to the Democratic National Convention opening today in Chicago. And the Trump campaign will not be idle as the Democrats meet in Chicago. Town Hall News White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
Donald Trump and J.D. Vance will be busy going on offense every day this week as Democrats rally around Kamala Harris and Tim Walz here in Chicago. Battleground states will be the focus as the Republican presidential and vice presidential hopefuls will hold events in Pennsylvania, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. The latest polls show Harris gaining ground in what is still an extremely close contest. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Secretary of State Blinken is meeting with Israel's prime minister today as mediators say they are closing in on a deal to halt the war in Gaza and free the hostages captured by Hamas. Forecasters describe the flooding in southwestern Connecticut as a 1,000-year rain event. There have been high water rescues, mudslides, and roads closed. At least one death blamed on the severe weather in Connecticut. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 200 points, the Nasdaq ahead 59, the S&P is up 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Americans now have more credit card debt than any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that can protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold through your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free. Zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
Chinese and Philippine Coast Guard ships have collided, an encounter near a new flashpoint in their increasingly alarming confrontations in the disputed South China Sea.
This is the latest in a series of dangerous encounters between Chinese and Philippine Coast Guard engaged in an unrelenting game of cat and mouse around the disputed Spratly Islands. China said a Philippine vessel had deliberately collided with its ship after ignoring repeated warnings. The Philippines said two of its ships were damaged by unlawful and aggressive maneuvers by Chinese Coast Guard near the Sabina Shoal. It said the vessels had been on their way to resupply Philippine personnel. Manila has been seeking to beef up its presence on the shoal, worried that China may be about to build yet another artificial island to bolster its internationally unrecognized claims on the area.
The BBC's Will Leonardo. The leaders of China and Vietnam pledging to further their economic ties, Vietnam's new president making his first visit to Beijing. News and analysis, townhall.com. an ex-New York congressman may be about to face the music.
George Santos, the former Republican congressman from New York, is due back in court today on Long Island and expected to plead guilty to multiple counts in his federal fraud case, according to a person who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The news comes just weeks before jury selection was set to begin for his case. Santos has previously pleaded not guilty to a range of financial crimes, including lying to Congress about his wealth, collecting unemployment benefits while actually working, and using campaign contributions to pay for personal expenses like designer clothing. Julie Walker, New York.
Pioneering TV talk show host Phil Donahue has died. Back in the 1960s, Donahue was the first to incorporate audience participation in a talk show. Phil Donahue died yesterday at the age of 88. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 19th of August, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Dave's at the helm. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
It's International Aviation Day and also the birth date of Orville Wright.
I wonder if they
had anything to do with it.
I don't know.
Kind of. Well, I would think it would, wouldn't you?
What the Wright brothers did.
Yeah, well, I mean,
how they just worked, and you know, sometimes people are, you know, what they're born to be. There's no separation of the brilliant mind that is 24/7 dreaming about it, making it happen.
They were bicycle makers and mechanics, but somehow, I totally agree with you. We can fly.
Yeah.
And they figure, you know, I mean, yeah. I mean,
knitted together as brothers. It makes me want to cry. And Kevin, I hope you did stay on because we've got a great hour coming up right now with Glenn Hayward. But first, let me do the weather. 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Today, we have around 87. Do you have storm damage, anybody? I don't know. I know it's on the side of my car and there's some, you know, down branches and stuff like that. But boy, I'll tell you what, when I was reading the weather on Friday, it was 40% chance of rain, and boy, did that thing come through. So, yeah, 62 tonight, overnight lows, beautiful 62, my goodness. Now you're going to open your windows with that. 90 degrees tomorrow with clear sky, 64 tomorrow night. Now, as we progress through the week, Thursday calls for chance of showers and Friday chance of showers. Mostly sunny on Thursday, though, with 83. So we have a beautiful week ahead of us with sunny skies until we kind of get to maybe the little chance of showers that are going to be happening. But, you know, always keep your eye open because you know how that can change suddenly. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out in Anderson, a veteran-owned business. The Kenny family has stayed with the Shasta Gas Propane model, and that is in four generations now. 365-3793, always giving you veteran and senior discounts.
And we're here with, as we said, Glenn Hayward and Maria Roscoe. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning. And Glenn is the Executive Director of Health Services. We're very, very excited about advanced care. People need to know what you guys are up to.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been on, Glenn. And, you know, we seem to see each other at various events. And and every time I see you, there's something else new. And then once a month, of course, Reading Rancheria comes on, and they give us the wave tops. We're looking for some in-depth today. So good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I always love being here with both of you.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with the number 52. Just think about the number 52, and as we talk about what we're doing today, we'll come back around to what that number is. But we are just now opened up our new campus. It's our fifth campus here, four in Shasta County, one in Trinity County. This one is called the Center for Advanced Care. And the reason and the thought behind that is that, as you know, finding a specialist in this town or in this county or in the 12 counties surrounding us is almost impossible in a timely manner. We are seeing upwards of a 10-month to 12-month wait for neurology, cardiology. I mean, if you had the new onset of epilepsy, you had to wait 10 months. And for us, we found that unacceptable. So we went into the business of specialty care.
Yes.
And so that's – oh, sorry. So and that is where we decided we're going to hire these specialists ourselves. And so we've opened up our Center for Advanced Care. We've cut that wait time from 12 months and 10 months down to less than 30 days for our patients to see a specialist when they need to be seen. At the end of the day, better access to care improves patient compliance. Improved patient compliance means better clinical outcomes, and better clinical outcomes means better longevity of your people. Now circle back around to 52. That is the average lifespan of our Native Americans, age 52.
Really?
And so in our tribe...
The average lifespan of Native Americans across the United States.
Oh, in our tribe.
Oh, just in your tribe?
Mm-hmm.
Is 52.
Is 52. Now, it's not a scientific study. It's just a look through and grasp of test certificates and everything that we've gone through. And within our own tribe, it's a small sample, of course, but 52 is the average lifespan. So that is why our tribe and our tribal council and our general membership is spending hundreds of millions of dollars to improve that lifespan with our new health village and these other campuses that we're improving access to care.
I'm just totally shocked. I would have thought Red Rancheria, your lifespan would have been higher than your – I mean, when you think about some of these other, you know, like – the Navajo Reservation up in Wind River and the damage that that's been, you know, that people have done for, you know, through just their lifestyle, not just lifestyles, but the type of life they have out there where they have to travel to get, you know, 100 miles to get water, fill up a 500-gallon tank and bring it back so they have water and, you know, these things. And see, that wouldn't surprise me, but for some reason, I am totally blown away by this for the Red Rancheria stats.
Yeah.
Even though it's ones that you've looked at, I mean, it hasn't been a scientific study, but when you look at a lot of them and you figure out, wow.
You have to look at it, and that's what is driving force for our health village, and Native Americans predominantly suffer from every other disease more than any other race in the world. So we're more prone to diabetes, heart disease, cancer. We have increased risk of dying from cancer, Native Americans across the country. So we're already behind the eight ball. And so when we looked at this, you know, small sampling study, we knew that we had to do something to improve that. So our goal is add 40 years to it.
Well, and you looked six generations out, right?
Yeah.
So by that sixth generation, who knows, maybe 100 is the new 70.
Never know.
Or something like that.
We sure hope so.
And we sure hope so. So one of the ways you can do this, though, of course, is you give is preventative care.
Yes.
You know, and then preventative maintenance. So that if, you know, you get people in early, lifestyle changes, exercise, diet, all these things, and then you're following it up with quality health care to find those things. You know, that they have, you know, that they maybe a propensity for diabetes or a certain kind of cancer and all that and catch it early.
Right. Well, you know, healthcare is set up. Healthcare, I call it healthcare 2.0. That is where the 20th century is. You have a disease, we give you medicine, we treat it. We are taking the approach of healthcare 3.0. We don't want you to get the disease. So we're funneling and putting all of our resources into that preventative measures because it's cheaper in the long run.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And so our healthcare industry is not set up to think like that. Our healthcare industry is to treat it and get you out. And so we are taking a completely different approach. Like you said, we as a tribe look to the seventh generation, so we know we didn't get here overnight. We're not going to fix it overnight, but we have to start somewhere. And so we want to start seeing reductions in those disease processes and more of in the prevention. You know, for our Native Americans, we're responsible for their healthcare. So if you come to us and you end up having open heart surgery, we pay the bill for you. So it behooves us to keep you healthy. And it's cheaper for us to do that. And you can't look at your profit margins every quarter. You have to look at your profit margins. What are we doing 10 years from now? Because that's where you really need to be looking. Too often, healthcare looks at what are we making next quarter? And they start cutting and changing. You can't do that.
Can't do that.
Can't chase a dollar in healthcare. It's always going to be expensive.
And you, within your Rancheria, do a wellness challenge. And among all the people involved in all of your organizations. So let's talk about that after the break. What does that look like? And maybe some people have some takeaways today about how they can maybe do that within their own companies or their own families about if you take how many people are in the Redding Rancheria?
Well, let's get that right after the break.
Yeah.
Okay. This portion,
and I'm sure there'll be some encouraging stats there.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Two different divisions under one roof there at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy started her company in 1993 and has been helping seniors, business owners, veterans, families ever since the day they opened. With everything going on with insurance, with the economic situation, maybe it's time for a free review and an evaluation. And Judy is offering that. Give her a call at 530-221-0441, and you'll talk to one of her financial or insurance experts. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. This is Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. We're real happy the way she treats us. And she treats everybody the same, very well. We'll be right back with Red and Rancheria, and we're talking wellness.
I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Feeling the smoke in the air? Breathe easier at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs, clearing and easing asthma, sinus, and skin issues. Perfect for teens, families, athletes, and pets. Our salt therapy also helps with inflammation, frozen shoulder, carpal tunnel, and surgery recovery. Enjoy our infrared sauna and light therapy for weight loss and rejuvenation. Plus, try the Genesis Stone, a wearable aid for breathing and stress relief that may help reduce medication needs. Don't miss our back-to-school coupon codes around town. Visit Capturing the Essence Salt Cave today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Redding since 1969. Redding is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KTNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there. Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles.
Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Good morning and welcome to this edition, this Monday edition of Free Fire Radio. If you might have heard the number 52, we are here with Glenn Hayward and Maria Rosco. Glenn, of course, is the executive director of Health and Human Health Services with Ready Rancheria. And now there has been a brand new center for advanced care that has opened, and we're talking about the state-of-the-art facility offering a wide variety range of specialized medical services, dermatology, neurology, cardiology, podiatry, psychiatric care, and endocrinology, which is, wow, huge. And something that you were mentioning before, we were talking about the wellness challenge, and I remember you've been doing this for a long time, Maria. I love the fact that you guys do that, and let's just kind of, we said we were going to talk about that after the break, about how you really emphasize health within your entities at Shasta, at Reading Rancheria.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving along, Glenn, Mr. Hayward.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's talk a little bit about this new center.
Okay.
A lot about it.
So this is our newest endeavor in bringing healthcare to our patients within our healthcare system. We have a little over 20,000 patients in our healthcare system, and we knew from working in this area that it is difficult to get them in to see a specialist when their family practice provider has gone as far as they can and they need to bring specialists on board. We found that there was a long delay in getting them to specialty care, and for the tribe that was unacceptable. So we started looking at opening up our own center to where we could hire these specialists and work for us so that our patients, all of our patients, would have top priority in accessing specialty care. And so we opened up the Reading Rancheria Center for Advanced Care a little over 2 weeks ago. We brought in neurology, psychiatry, dermatology, cardiology, and podiatry. I'm meeting with ENT today, and we're looking to bring on a vascular surgeon, gynecology, and rheumatology over the next month or so.
Rheumatology is
huge.
You know, just let me think that that's pretty big. That's for older people. And there's, I don't even know if there's, and there may be one or two
in town. Not necessarily older people, you know.
Oh, no.
Rheumatologists could be.
Well, what's the one that takes care of just, they specialize in older
people? Gerontology.
Gerontology. Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Geriatrics.
Never mind.
There's a lot of ologies at
the
end.
Yes, there is.
But now one of the things that you were talking about is that as soon as you opened it, you have this, what was the term that you used, where people would refer?
Yeah, so we're not just open to our patients in our healthcare system. We're actually open to all the partnership patients in the county because they are the underserved. And that's the directive we have from our tribal council is as we expand these services, it's always to improve access to care to the underserved, the Medicare and the partnership population, because they have the least amount of access to care in this area. We all have struggles with access to care, but a lot of different factors come into play there when you're dealing with Medicare patients and partnership patients. So they've always been our main priority in providing access to care. And so your primary care provider can do a referral for any one of these services to our Center for Advanced Care, and we'll process a referral, and we'll get you in faster than anybody else.
Well, you know, and bringing in the specialists like this, because we know people that could easily pay for seeing a specialist, and they're out 60, 70 days mm-hmm. to see a specialist. And so it's not just, yeah, it's we think of people with Medicaid, Medi-Cal, partnership that, oh, just because they don't, you know, they don't have money, they're being pushed to the rear. That's not true. The whole thing comes down to numbers of specialists. And what you all have done and said, ah, hell with that, bring out our own crew. And this is really groundbreaking. Right here in our area here.
It definitely is a matter of numbers, and that's why we said, well, all we can do is take care of our people. And so let's take care of the people in our healthcare system. We have an obligation to make sure they're taken care of. And so that's where the idea of the Center for Advanced Care came from.
The fact, too, is that the statistics for Shasta County and things are, even though, you know, like highest in cancer, this and this, all these things, we're not that much higher than other counties, but we're still a little bit higher. Something where we talk about the education and the preventative care, again, it's not going to be tomorrow, but somewhere in the next couple of generations, we can maybe, you know, this will start leveling off and then start dropping just because of people being aware of things.
Absolutely. We all didn't get here overnight. You know, we're not genetically made to eat the typical American diet, so we have to start somewhere. And being Native American, eating a typical American diet just decimates our people. So food is the genocide of our people right now.
Well, today's economy is really helping that. When two Big Mac mediums is, Burger King mediums, burgers, Whoppers, yeah. $26. That right there has...
That was Carl's birthday.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
We're coming out of the mountains.
And they said...
We're so hungry. It's 9 o'clock at night. What are we...
They said $24.86. I said, for that? What? And so that just took fast food off mine.
Does it remind you of your dad?
It's cheaper to go in and buy apples. Come on. All right. But you're right. It's the diet that we have managed to settle our bodies into, which is horrible.
Mm-hmm. It really is, and that's why the tribe itself is dedicating hundreds of millions of dollars towards our health village, because this will bring it all together. It's the final piece in a puzzle that we're building for our health system, for all of our patients, and that will encompass wellness as well as health. In fact, the wellness component of the village is bigger than the health component. So it's about 10,000 square feet bigger than our health component. So within our own organization, we have wellness challenges and wellness programs, because you have to practice what you preach. This has to start at the top, and this starts from our tribal council to our general membership down to our executive leadership team, who are strong supporters of our health care, and they advocate for all of our employees to be well. And that it could be anything. Just making simple lifestyle changes, one little piece at a time, is all you have to do, just one step forward. And that's just the way it goes. It just takes time.
I was told by Dr. Khan.
He's our cardiologist?
I'm sorry?
He's the cardiologist.
He the cardiologist? Mm-hmm. I tell you what, we're talking... Older Dr. Khan? Younger? The older one. Okay. The
senior. They're not related.
He comes on the show, you know, on a semi-regular basis, you know, when it comes, we're talking heart care and all this. And every time he talks, he leaves us with something like, if you do nothing else, no other change, but you walk 30 minutes a day, you're going to live 5 years longer. Think about that. If you do nothing else but you exercise 30 minutes a day, you're going to live 5 years longer. So, and those are the kind of things that's what you're talking about, those changes, small changes.
It's just, you know, just walking out by yourself. You can meditate. It helps with your mental health as well. So it helps overall well-being. But there's got to be validity to that. Look at the European nations. I mean, they smoke more than Americans, but they walk everywhere. There's obviously not fast food every block, but also they walk everywhere. And just making simple choices like that in your life make a difference. Getting out, walking with your family, spending time with your family, all that is good for your cardiovascular health, but also your mental health, too.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Yeah, and I was living in Croatia. There were no heavy Croatians because they walked everywhere. Mm-hmm. And they had a trolley system and all this, but just like you said, and their diet was things they bought at the market that day. In many cases, so this is a great start. I'm going to take an early break. So, but when we come back, I want to talk a bit more. But where would you like to see this go? Because obviously, this is a vision here that goes far beyond today or this year or maybe even this decade. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, yes, my barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Yes, I'll just keep talking about it. I have for 14 years. This is a locally owned business. This is a veteran-owned business. Been there since 1960. Now the sons are into it, Logan and Tim. And I can't say enough about it. It's they give discounts on for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment like I do at 530-244-9478. Call them, make an appointment. It works on your schedule. Come in, get a great haircut, and walk out. Or you can just hang in there. That's, you know, Ted Lighty and I, we make our haircuts at the same time so we can abuse each other. And so it's more than just a haircut. It's like going to, a friendship place. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It is not a salon, my friends. This is a barbershop. And a great one at that. We'll be right back. Ta-da, that was it.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And let the hunt turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle. Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find performance at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I hope there's more to this than that.
Is this Wild Thing?
I don't know. And we're not going to know. Good morning. Welcome
it's
back.
Link Wray.
Oh, Link Wray. Okay. Woo.
It's a Native American rock and roll song.
Okay, cool.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.
That was nasty.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com for all my new friends out in IGO area. Ski, I hope you're listening. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. Hey, we are talking to Glenn Hayward and Maria Roscoe about the new health health center.
For advanced care.
For advanced care, bringing in all these specialists. And this is open to everybody on the regular 20,000 patients are seen already, but also the Partnership Health Plan, which is about 70,000 people in Shasta County, which I then, you know, showed my knowledge of population, said, but it's only 98,000, I was thinking, ready. But 70,000 people are in the Partnership Health Plan for this. And I couldn't help but ask, ever since I've known Glenn, he doesn't sit still. The grass doesn't grow very, very far from this man. This is just the ground floor, obviously.
Yes.
And why is it important we have specialists? Why is it important that we have specialists like this?
Specialists like this provide access not only for the patients, but almost more importantly, to the primary care providers who are taking care of all the patients in this town. At some point, all of us are going to need to have that higher level of care, specialty care, whether we're talking neurology or cardiology. Primary care providers in this area like to have that access, that second consult, somebody they can refer their patients to in order to find out what's going on. And so primary care providers need that resource in this area as well.
One of the things you said was when a doctor looks at coming here, he's looking at with the amount of specialists that are available that he can send people to, which makes all the sense in the world.
And you practice, and then you can practice and feel beyond yourself that you're the full picture of the wellness of that person. You have somebody or people in town that, or doctors and experts that can facilitate.
Absolutely. That's just one of the many caveats of what primary care providers are looking for, but they want to have that backup. They want to have the specialty care because primary care doctors care for their patients, and they want to be able to say, okay, let's get you to cardiology, let's get you to neurology. They don't want you to have to wait 10, 12 months or not even have access to that.
Yeah. Now, the specialists you brought in those fields, some of them are just from around here that are already specialists we have, but you also brought in some others too.
We did, yes. We brought in psychiatry. We're talking to rheumatology right now. Mm-hmm. Those have all been recruited and brought in. So we're bringing in some specialists into the area as well too.
Well, when you're recruiting them, mm-hmm. I'm not asking for secrets here, but who knows? Maybe there's not. When you're talking to getting them in, because everybody wants, we need more doctors and more specialties and all that. What do you tell them to bring them in here?
So there's really no secret sauce to this.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's really a simple process. It starts from our executive team. Our leadership team is passionate about providing quality of life for everybody that works for the Radiant Rancheria. And so you have to present that and sell that to these providers that, listen, you're going to have a better quality of life when you work for us. We're not going to work you to death. We only want you to work 40 hours a week. We don't want you working after hours. We want you to spend time with your family. We're going to give you the best benefits. We're going to give you free health care, and we're going to pay you what you're worth. That's the problem nowadays, is that hospital systems and larger corporations don't pay people what they're worth, and you have to be willing to pay them what they're worth. And once you do that, you'll have no problem recruiting people into this area.
And that's so interesting. You're going to work 40 hours a week, but you're going to work your butt off for 40 hours a week, but you're going to go home at night. You're going to have your weekends off. We're going to pay you what you're worth.
Well, we don't even work their butt off in the 40 hours a week because your typical private practice is probably seeing 30 patients a day. We ask our doctors to see 16.
Okay, so now you're not going to work your butt off, but you're still going to get paid good.
I'm just kidding. It allows them to practice medicine the way they were trained.
Okay, right? I like that. So in other words, it's not 5 minutes. You're not in there under the clock going, okay, next.
No, our Native Americans like a little extra time with their provider because they want to be able to talk about more than one thing, right? And it allows them to practice the way they're trained. They don't have to practice lawsuit medicine. Every 30-year-old with chest pain doesn't need an EKG. Practice the way you were trained. Use your gut instinct. Use your knowledge. That's what we provide with our providers.
Well, I will tell you, the VA, where I go to, I've had the same doctor for 17 years, and I go in there, it's 30 minutes. and if we end up chit-chatting about things, but you get time to discuss all of this. And if I was at another doctor, I'd be in there for maybe, what, 10? Five. Maybe 15 at the most. But you're right. You have to be able to have that time to know for your patient.
Well, and good news for you is that we're in early negotiations with the VA to start seeing VA patients in our tribal health centers.
Wow.
So we start taking care of the veterans as well, because they are the underserved, the veterans are.
Well, wow.
You know what?
Isn't that the truth?
God bless you for that.
Yeah.
And no, I'm serious about that, because they are. And everything I've heard, all the times I've talked to you, everything I've talked was just what a quality, and visited all your facilities too, is, you know, what quality health care you give people that are the most underserved. And if we can get some of our veterans in there, mm-hmm. and, to get that kind of, not saying the VA is not doing their very best, but there's too many of them.
Sure.
There's just too many of them. So I find it kind of fascinating how you bring people in here. We just had a caller in that's obviously was in the medical field. He talks how Medicaid and Medi-Cal and Medicare, the payments keep going down every year. And at some point, and if it hasn't even happened already, at some point it's going to cost people – it's going to cost physicians money to see somebody, and you can't. That model cannot be sustainable. Are you all seeing anything like that?
Well, Medicare, its reimbursement rates don't really go down; they just don't adjust for inflation. So it feels like they're making less because inflation is going up, no matter what. You know, for the last 20 years, that's the way it's been. And Medicare pays on like an RVU; it's based on how complex the patient is, and you have to be a CPA to try and figure it out. So. You know, for us, yes, we know that we have a lot of underserved. We have a lot of patients who don't even have insurance. Any Native American in the United States that comes through our facility has no insurance and they're stopping through. We have to take care of them completely, provide them everything that they need,
mm-hmm.
and we don't get reimbursed. So we are a different type of organization. We're very lean at the top. We don't have a lot of overhead on the top. All of our resources are in the frontline staff doing the care that we need. And so we run very efficiently. And we look at long-term goals. Like I said, we're not focused on what is our profits next quarter. How are we going to be doing in 10 years from now? Then you take the whole profit thing, you forget about it, and you just go to work taking care of people.
That makes sense, because you've got the long-term goals that we know in 10 years, the people we're seeing, then those numbers are going to go down because of the treatment and care and education they've gotten.
Right.
And hopefully for their kids, mm-hmm. too. So in 10 years, you still got the facilities there and all that, but you're not inundated anymore.
True. I mean, the goal is we don't want our patients to ever have to come to the doctor. And so we want to keep them healthy so they don't have to be seen. So
that's
the less they're seen, the better for us.
Okay. This vision that started, and, you know, of course you had the clinic for the Raiden Rancheria, and then another clinic. Was this the vision from the very beginning, or was it after you established the clinic for the Raiden Rancheria for not just tribal members, but anybody that worked mm-hmm. in the Raiden Rancheria, you know, or Wind River, any of those could come be seen? When did that start, Glenn?
It's the health village. The ultimate goal is the health village at the end, and that has been on the tribe strategic plan for a better part of 25 years, so it's been a long-term goal. The expansion of access to care started back in 2011, mm-hmm. and we have just been on that process since then, following just the simple directive of our tribal council, and that is provide health care to the underserved, because we all live in this community, and the healthier this community is, the better it is for all of us. So that's the goal. And so we just stick to that goal. It's simple. It had nothing to do with profits from our tribal council. It just said make the community and the people we serve better.
Wow. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Glenn Hayward and Maria Roscoe, and we're talking about their newest endeavor and the Health Village. But Linda will read for that.
Yeah, and let's also talk about State of the Tribe.
Oh, that's coming up.
That's coming up.
There you go. Okay, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Good morning and welcome back to this Monday edition. It's the 19th. The 19th of August. Oh my gosh, just right into, today's going
right
to be
into the 20th.
Yeah, 87, if you snooze, you lose. 87 to sunny today, mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows of 62.
Give you a bad time.
Oh, that's all right. Once we got married, it was like, I knew he was going to give me a bad time. Yep, it's a done deal. We are here with Maria Roscoe.
With what I have.
And Glenn Hayward. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, but if you were into listening to the show this morning, you can go to rrths.org. And you can read more information and look into what we're talking about.
So the Center for Advanced Care that Red and Ranchery has just kicked in, and what that means is they're brought in like, I don't know, 8-10 specialists and ranging from podiatry to psychiatry and everything in between, heart or cardiology, mm-hmm. and they're bringing in more. That the idea is to bring in, you know, several more that you're working with. The idea is that our underserved population, of which
in the partnership health plan, that's 70,000 out of this county, plus others, mm-hmm. Medicaid, Medi-Cal, all of these, can be seen quality medical care specialist, and as I just learned today, is the VA is also going to be part of this, which is great for some of our veterans that are, there's just so many. We have like 17,000 veterans mm-hmm. in this county, and this is, you know, our clinic down here sees most of them at one time or the other, but now they're going to be able to come over to the Reading Rancheria's Center for Advanced Care to get that specialist that they need.
Well, yeah, once we work out that process with the VA, but they'll also be able to access our entire healthcare system. So they'll be able to get primary care from us. The veterans are a special class of people. They're that underserved, and the tribe is very passionate about it. We have a lot of Native American veterans within our own tribe, and so we felt that this was an area that we needed to specialize next.
I would just let me get on my soapbox for a second here about Native Americans in the military. With all the things that have gone on in our country over history, the amount of Native Americans, the numbers that serve, and as you probably know, the Marine Corps and the Navajos have this special relationship that goes back to prior to World War II, and we, you know, with the code, you know, then code talkers. Mm-hmm. And one year when I was there, they went to the out into the nation and recruited a whole platoon to go through together of Navajos, and that was news. I mean, that made nationwide
cool.
News. Yeah, the amount, or the numbers that come into the military, is large, as you said, just from your just from Reading Rancheria,
mm-hmm.
from that. Okay, it really touches me because I've had some great Native Americans in my units. But Maria, you got State of the Tribe.
We do. So
and the date.
The date of the State of the Tribe, Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe, is October 22nd. It'll be held in the Wind River Resort and Event Center from 11 to 1. And we will be reporting on 2022-2023. And then any new updates that our CEO gives. But it's a chance for the community to come and meet the Tribal Council and our executives to be able to report on what we have done. And it's so important. There are a lot of tribes that don't do that. And we've been very transparent. And you can find all of the past State of the Tribes on our website. You can find all of our reports on the website. But this actual event is already halfway sold out, hasn't been advertised. So if you folks want a table, contact myself, Maria, and you can get me on my, I'll give you guys.
Sure. Yeah, we definitely
want a table.
Yeah,
I reserved one for you.
Yeah, we have attended this, and I'm telling you, it's a beautiful event, very beautiful cultural event. But what's great about it too is that, like you're talking about, the details, and it's short and sweet. It doesn't go on. But you have this beautiful booklet that gives you
a visual
of what's going on is what I'm saying. So you're coming in, you're meeting, and you're getting
a large amount of information.
Yeah, a great, what do I want to say? I'm trying to say the word and I can't find it. It's not coming in my mouth, but
Mayonnaise.
You're getting a great platter or plate of information is what I'm trying to say.
A smorgasbord.
Well, more than a smorgasbord. You're getting a great, yeah.
Well,
your palate will be filled with great stuff that's happening.
Well, I need
a neurologist for my brain.
Well, it just happens that they have one, Linda.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
go ahead.
So, okay. The point of it is there's a lot of things that people don't know about the tribe or about the Reading Rancheria,
right,
and the services that we have provided. They don't know we have an education department, that we have our internal legal team, we have a community services department, we have our health care, we have to report on Wind River Resort and Casino, our Economic Development Corporation, just our Reading Rancheria Community Fund, and all the charitable giving. So it's just a lot of information that Tracy makes available, and the way that she does it is absolutely amazing. She's a wonderful storyteller, and the tribe has an amazing story to tell. Very proud to have worked with them almost 30 years in October, so I'm super excited.
You're going to be celebrating 30 years in October.
30 years. That's why I'm so grateful. I'm just beyond grateful for these folks. But come and attend this event. There, like I said, there's half of a room full. So if you get in contact with me at 530-242-4516, or you can email me, you'll get the direct table. There are individual seats available, but mainly the tables are full by corporations and organizations and our friends at our nonprofits. So,
and when you get there, I mean,
October 22nd.
When you come in, you're greeted, and it's really quite. Everybody gets something.
You get a special gift from the tribal council that places it on you.
That's
right.
But the book, I call it a book. It's a
booklet.
It's a booklet, and it's beautifully done,
beautifully laid out.
Absolutely.
And, but it tells you
informative.
Everything. How much money is here? This is where the money went to. I mean, if government just did that on their state of the city or state of the county, if they handed out something like that, it would probably ease the tensions of a lot of people. Go, well, where are you spending this money? Well, Ready Rancher has no problem. Here it is.
Very transparent. You can look at any of the reports, and in the first couple five pages, it does have the diagram of exactly how many payroll taxes, everything that they spend. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely incredible because they go above and beyond. We were talking about the wellness, and we have challenges all throughout the year. I mean, we look forward to outdoor challenges, Thanksgiving holiday challenges. We just had a challenge where we challenged tribal health team, Running Rancheria, and we said, you know, we offer health classes on site. As many on site classes as you folks can take, we're going to challenge you, and we are going to take on tribal health. Well, we just celebrated a win for Running Rancheria.
Yay.
Whoop, whoop, which is a big deal. So,
lazy doctors.
So fun. I mean, that's exactly why we work where we work, is they make it fun. They make it healthy. We have fruit every day in our break rooms for us. We know that we can go down and catch a Pilates health or yoga class. We can run to Jazzercise. We can walk every Thursday with groups. There's just so much for us to do. And you'll be able to hear it all again at the State of the Tribe on October 22nd.
And I'm sure you're going to give a big update here on the Center for Advanced Care. We've only got a couple minutes left, Glenn. Give us your maybe final thoughts on all this.
Final thoughts is that this is just another stepping stone in the direction that the tribe is going for our healthcare system, for all the patients within our healthcare system. Ideally, my goal is to get this health village up and built, and then expand our services to anybody and everybody in the community. At some point, I would love to be able to sell that to our tribal council, and we become the care provider for Shasta County. We follow the directive of our council. It's an easy directive, and that is to make people healthy, and then our community will be better for everybody. So that's our goal. So we're taking on veterans next, and we just start chipping away. It doesn't happen overnight, but we just find these little pieces, and you just start making a difference.
And this is, like you said, this is a long-term goal. You
know, long-term.
And this one center for advanced care could become two centers, you know, as you get bigger,
mm-hmm.
in doing that. Well, it's doing a lot for our community, and I was really surprised and pleased to hear about the helping the veterans like mm-hmm. that. And as you said, large number of members of your of the Rain Rancheria are veterans. It just is making our community better, and people need to. Oh, I think gambling's bad. Okay, that's fine. Don't go gamble. But you have to look. To me, you look at the whole
picture,
and what Ready Rancheria does for our community, the whole picture, and not be hypocritical about it. You know, I mean, you know, it's hard for some people to do. Not be hypocritical, but oh, I wouldn't do this. You know, wrong. If you look at the whole picture and the amount of care and help and assistance. And Rancheria, let me just make it real clear, doesn't have to do that. You don't have to do this.
Yeah, I think there's a common misnomer. The healthcare system is self-sufficient. We don't get one penny from gaming revenue. So this is a system that we run ourselves.
Right.
And so, I think at the end of the day, we could all sit together and we all want a better life for our children. We all want to be happy and healthy. And so it doesn't matter what side you're on. If we can just sit down and say, listen, this is what our common goal is. We want our community to be healthier and happier. And we're just trying to do our part to make that happen.
Well, that's a good way to finish. And, you know, tomorrow is Tuesday. And
yes, it is.
I know. When I said that, the only reason I said that is I'm trying to remember who.
Well, at least you remembered.
Well, you know what? I've been
better
up,
than what
I've
happened
been
to me
at
earlier.
Very high elevation.
Schedule Carl Bottom.
I know. I'm telling you
now
right
now. Now the veterans can be seeing, where's your, how about that psychobow? I probably
women over
need
60
this
with brain fog.
There you go. You know what? Well, my part is I've been gone for 4 days. You have to retrain me anyway.
Tomorrow's Tuesday,
and I'm trying
Carl.
To remember who's our guest tomorrow, and I just can't. So
anyway,
I will
us.
Put it on Facebook, and I will put it in our announcement afterward. This is our guest for tomorrow. I just you know, duh. Anyway, thank you so much, Glenn Hayward and Maria Orozco.
We love
Ray
you.
Rancheria.
We love you guys.
Remember,
right back.
Mark out. October 22nd
yes.
is for the Ray Rancheria State of the Tribe. And if you've never been to one, come just to see what's going on in our community. All right. Hey, everybody, have a great day. The weather looks like it's going to be decent, so have a good day. Join us tomorrow, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.